I'm Alan Aisbett.
And I'm Griff. And this is Selling on eBay, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace.
What's up for this week, Griff?
Well, this week, I've got fashion.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
No, not me specifically. Fashion is the theme this week, Alan, specifically fashion buyers.
Ah, sorry. I thought you meant fashion as in fashion sense, which, to be frank, you haven't.
This
really
week, we visit a fashion seller and an eBay fashion team leader to talk about what eBay buyers, you see how I cut you off there, of fashion want and expect when they come to the site to shop.
Oh, lovely. Who might they be?
Well, our fashion seller is Mary Zaragoza, and our eBay fashion team leader is Renee Paradise. Now, Mary will give her seller perspective on her eBay fashion buyers, and Renee will supply the eBay perspective.
Gotcha. I'm getting the hang of this.
Yeah.
And I hear Renee is a big fashion seller on eBay herself.
Spoiler alert, Alan.
Oh, sorry. Is that a bit of information supposed to be a surprise?
Well, it was. Thanks.
Sorry, Griff.
It's okay. And what's up with the buzz this week?
I've got four words that sum up the buzz this week.
Okay.
Dragons, cookies, music, and pets.
Sounds like a fun party. Shall we proceed?
With caution. Up next, we artfully segue into the buzz.
Well, that was a nice artful segue. Welcome to The Buzz with our own on-site e-boy, Alan Aisbett.
Hey, Griff, I don't think we ever defined e-boy last week.
Okay, define it for us, Alan.
E-boy was from a movie, Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet, and yeah. Ralph used eBay because he needed to find something quickly and get it quickly with competitive pricing, free shipping, and free returns, and e-boy helped him.
I didn't know that, because I was just flipping through the Urban Dictionary, and it says that an e-boy is, and I quote, a boy that probably skates, has his nails painted with rings, wears beanies, maybe has a cute e-girlfriend, or a cute e-boyfriend, I suppose, always wearing Vans and long sleeves or hoodies under t-shirts. Their hair is sometimes parted down the middle.
That's not me. I don't skate. I pick up too many injuries.
Or part your hair in the middle.
I can't do that anymore. Getting old. I'm more like the movie e-boy. I'll tell Ralph that you said hello.
Oh, thanks, Alan. And what do we have this week on The Buzz?
I've got some dragons, cookies, music, and pets this week, and some Seller Hub breaking news.
Love breaking news. Start with the Seller Hub breaking news.
Of course. Based on feedback from sellers on our community boards, we've now added the elapsed time feature in the Seller Hub active listings page to help sellers manage their good to cancel listings. One important call out, the new column is not displayed by default, so sellers need to enable it.
Yeah, there's a little customized link in the right-hand corner of the page, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So how sellers enable this, they go to Seller Hub, and then on the listing section, go to All Listings tab, click Customize on the right-hand side, next select the start date and end date, change your column order if desired, and then click Save. And you can also remove any columns that are not useful to you. Your active listing page will then show the start date and elapsed time and end date. Auto renewal date for good to cancel listings for each of your listings.
That's pretty cool.
It is. And one other thing that's really cool. Actually, you can change the size of your columns on Seller Hub.
You can make them wider. Or
make them wider if you want to see more info, if you want to squash them in so you can fit in more columns. Maybe you just love columns and you want as many as you can on your screen so you can squash them in and keep adding more.
Is it click and drag?
Yeah. You hold your mouse over any of the vertical dividing lines. Mm. Click it, drag it left and right, and then it's totally up to you, totally customizable how you want it to display.
Groundbreaking.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a great request from the community. I'm glad we were able to implement those changes.
Exactly. Always good when we can update Seller Hub to bring out new features for sellers.
Yeah.
Griff, you're a Game of Thrones fan, right?
I'm familiar with it. I've never watched it.
I watched a couple of episodes. People tell me it's quite the cultural phenomenon.
Yeah.
And the final season premiered on HBO and will only be 8 episodes.
I'm looking at my notes. Which of your topics does this cover? I assume dragons.
Dragons and cookies.
Ooh, and bears, oh my.
No bears, but dragons are prominent on the show. Khaleesi is the mother of dragons, Griff. She is one of the characters vying for the Iron Throne. Obviously, there's a ton of Game of Thrones stuff for sale on eBay, ranging from autographs to cards, costumes and pins, keychains, rings, DVDs. Remember those things?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they still popular?
I'm all about Netflix. You need costumes for a Game of Thrones party also, and those are very popular.
Well, I'm sure there isn't a princess costume that would fit me, so is there a dragon costume?
Let me check. You could get a headdress, some claws, wings, and a tail, and everyone would think you're a dragon.
Perfect, except I already have those on.
Rawr.
Rawr. Rawr. Is that what a dragon is?
Can you breathe?
Wait a minute. No, I want to be a gay dragon. Far. It's good, huh?
Very good.
Thanks.
Very good.
Okay.
Can the dragon breathe far?
Don't make me go there.
So all of that Game of Thrones stuff is great, but there's also cookies.
Cookies, I'm listening.
I knew I had to have cookies.
Yeah, you did.
For all you Oreo lovers out there, Oreo has released limited edition Game of Thrones Oreo cookies. Here's the description. For a limited run, Oreo has taken the classic logo off the cookies and used custom molds with crests for House Lannister, House Targaryen, House Stark, and the Night King.
Impressive. I assume those are all things in Game of Thrones. Game of Thorns.
And I don't know if you can still get them in stores, Griff, but as this recording, Game of Thrones Oreos are trending number 4 overall in searches for eBay. That's also topping other Game of Thrones searches.
Wow. Even over dragon costumes?
I know. It's crazy. Speaking of dragons, yeah. Griff, do you have a favorite dinosaur?
I'm going to go with the thesaurus, the wordiest of all the dinosaurs.
Very good. It's a new one. I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, it's right there in the script.
Seriously. What script? I'm making it up as I go along.
Yeah, I can tell.
Anyway,
yeah,
there's a baby T-Rex on sale on eBay.
And really? Wait, a baby, you mean a live baby T-Rex? That would be something.
We didn't break into Jurassic Park. No, unfortunately, this one has passed away quite a bit ago. It's a couple of million years old. It's generating some controversy, actually.
Why? Controversy? Why?
Potentially, it's the only one in existence.
Oh.
The baby T-Rex went on sale on eBay for the buy-now price of $2.95 million.
Jeez, you can get just about everything on eBay, even for the paleontologist that has everything.
Baby T-Rex.
That or fossil.
That would be fun to have around the house. The listing reads, most likely the only baby T-Rex in the world. It has a 15-foot long body and a 21-inch skull with serrated teeth.
Rawr.
Sounds like me.
Yeah.
No. This Rex was a very, very dangerous meat eater. It's a rare opportunity indeed to ever see a baby Rex. The scientific community isn't pleased that the specimen is for sale and not available for study.
There's nothing that says you can't, right? But I can see where they might be upset. It would be a good conversation piece for that coffee table, though.
It would be.
What's just that on your coffee table? It's my baby T-Rex. Ah, nice.
Just keep the kids away.
It's got serrated teeth.
Yeah. I'll see what I can do. See if the bank will give me a lend of $2.95 million. I don't want to start a business. I just want to buy a baby T-Rex.
Right. I don't think that's going to work.
I don't even own a house, but I own a baby T-Rex. Now, moving on to the music world. Griff, you're a musician, right?
I played professionally for a few years, piano. Wait, it's time for a commercial break. We'll be right back.
In a new and localized approach to empowering our seller community, eBay Upfront puts a seller's business front and center, and not just for the evening. How? By showing up in their hometown, because it's not only where they do business, but it's also where they raise families, contribute to their community, and make connections. eBay Upfront not only gives sellers new to eBay the chance to get up-to-date insights from eBay executives, employees, and thought leaders, but also offers them the opportunity to get to know other sellers in their backyard. The next stops on the national tour are Dallas on April 25th and Los Angeles on May 9th. To register for either Dallas or Los Angeles, go to ebay.com/meetups. Stay tuned to the community for more updates.
And we're back with Alan and the Buzz.
Oh, I just catch my breath.
Yeah, good commercial, by the way.
Thank you.
You should consider going into voiceover.
With this accent, I can make a ton of money.
Well, you'd be memorable.
Oh, thank you. Griff, do you remember records?
Yes, Alan, I do. Do you, though?
Yeah, we actually are very hip. We have a turntable at home.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love Johnny Cash. Well, Record Store Day was last week.
Yep.
Are you familiar with Record Store Day, Griff?
Actually, I am. Record Store Day began in 2008 as a way to celebrate and spread the word about the unique culture surrounding more than 1,200 independently owned record stores still in existence across the U.S. and the special role that these stores play in their communities.
eBay is supporting local businesses and partnering with record stores to keep Record Store Day going online. To shop and support local independent Record Store Day participating sellers on eBay, visit ebaystores.com/therealrecordstoreday. There you'll be able to shop from record stores across the country.
So be sure to go in and support your local record store too, though.
Yeah, I went to one in Campbell and they had hundreds of records outside on the pavement, and they were all 50 cents each.
Oh, did you buy any?
Yeah, bought a couple, actually. Bought a few.
Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash.
Fell into a burning ring of fire.
I love them.
Yeah.
Herman's Hermits.
Oh, yes, I love them, yeah. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter.
That's right.
First concert I ever saw was Herman Hermits.
No way.
And Mysterians. at Canobie Lake Park in New Hampshire. I think it was like 1965, 64.
Wow, my first ever concert was Madness. Do you know Madness?
I know Madness.
The British band.
The British band, yeah. They were great.
Me and my mom went. I was 9 years old.
9 years old. I'm old enough to be your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
We'd be honored to have you in the family.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Moving on.
Yes.
We love cellar stories, don't we, Griff?
Yeah, we do.
Now to the animals. Beside dragons, well, fake dragons at least, eBay Inc. just featured one of our retail revival sellers.
Oh.
Pruce Pets from Lansing, Michigan. It's an amazing family-owned pet store. Pruce Pets was founded in 1982. And three generations later, the Pruce family has become a thriving business and a vibrant community of animal enthusiasts and has expanded online at eBay. Their eBay store offers unique items such as foods for chicklids and dagas, hammocks for your bearded dragon, and handmade catnip toys.
You were at Retail Revival in Lansing, weren't you, Alan?
I was, and I met Kirby Prowse, and I went down to the store and met her father, her family. The store has been open for decades there in Lansing, and we had a lot of fun. They showed us around, they gave us a tour, and they actually put the store tarantula on us, on a couple of eBay employees.
Did you have the tarantula in your hand?
Yeah.
It's cool, isn't it?
I have a video to prove it.
Yeah, no, I did that before.
Yeah, scary. First time doing that.
Well, that's another great selling on eBay story, Alan.
Exactly. Unfortunately, that is all that fits this week.
Oh, well, that's a lot. You crammed in a lot for this buzz, I think.
Thank you. I'll try and do it again next week.
Please. Thank you very much, E-Boy.
Thank you, Griff.
Coming up next, it's time to shine.
Yay. It's that time of the year to start talking about the 2019 Shine Awards. The submission process for this year's awards is about to launch starting April 24th. And with us now to talk about the awards is eBay Senior Director of Seller Engagement, Jesse Kiefer. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Griff.
As a reminder to our listeners, can you quickly tell us your role at eBay and what you're in charge of delivering to our customers?
I lead our seller engagement efforts, which entails a few things, our community boards, some of the ways we talk to our customers about product changes and other things that are happening. And of course, it means I get to engage with many of the sellers here on eBay, just like you all listening to the show.
You're here visiting us today with a special theme?
I am. I'm here to talk about the Shine Awards for 2019. I'll just talk a little bit about that. Small business sellers are really the lifeblood of eBay. And what the Shine Awards is an opportunity for us to recognize those sellers that are doing great on eBay and doing great off eBay in their communities. It's a chance for our most inspiring sellers to win $15,000, a VIP trip to eBay Open this summer. They'll also get access to concierge customer service and heaps of exposure for their business in our marketing. Submissions are open between April 24th and the 15th of May. Everyone has a story to tell, and we want to hear the stories of you all, our sellers. You're already doing a lot of hard work. You might as well get credit for the work you do and tell us about it. And especially if you have a story that ties to your community, that ties to impact, that we want to hear it.
How many years has this been running, Jesse?
Well, this is our fourth year running the Shine Awards, and we've received thousands of amazing stories so far.
Thousands.
Thousands. And we want to hear more of them in 2019.
And we read each one.
We do. We do read each one. We are changing it a little this year. We aren't creating categories this year for sellers to use for submissions. This was some feedback we have received, and we're trying to make it simpler for our sellers. We just need you to submit your story, and we'll do the rest.
Ah.
And then we'll announce 8 winners this year, all of whom will be coming to eBay Open. And then at eBay Open this year, our sellers get to vote for the Small Business of the Year Award.
Oh, that's so cool. So sellers are going to vote this year.
Yes, and we'll have on-site voting that both attendees to eBay Open and those not in attendance can join.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It is fantastic. We're really excited about these changes, and it's going to be great.
What about sellers who have applied in the past but haven't won? Should they keep applying?
Yeah, we hear this a lot. And actually, in a minute, we're going to be talking to our 2018 winner, Corey. She applied many years in a row and was successful, hugely so, in 2018. We definitely want sellers to keep telling their story. Another thing is that as eBay evolves, our sellers evolve. And our stories evolve, your stories evolve. Just because you didn't win in prior years doesn't mean you won't win this year.
What do people do if they have a story they want to submit and share with the rest of the world and hopefully maybe get nominated and win?
You want to visit ebayopen.com /ShineAwards. So ebayopen.com/ShineAwards, starting April 24th, where you'll be able to submit your story. On that page, you will also find super helpful tips for writing a winning submission, and you'll be hearing many of those tips in future episodes as well. We've got Corey this week, who's talking about winning and the impact that it's had on her business. We'll also have other winners on to tell you about why they think they won and what goes into writing a winning submission. And also, we'd urge you to talk about the Shine Awards with your friends who also sell on eBay and to ask them to submit their stories as well. We don't know what we don't know. So tell us your story for a chance to win a lot of money and also get some great exposure for your business.
I wish I could enter, but of course, not open to employees. So we'll just have to live vicariously through our seller community. And guess what, Jesse? Joining us now is 2018 Shine Award winner, Corey Osteen. Welcome, Corey.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Great. Now, Corey, let's just jump right in, shall we, Jesse?
Let's do it.
Take it away.
Welcome again, Corey, to the show. Remind us, what did you win again in 2018?
I won the Seller of the Year, and I also won the Everyday Hero category, which was pretty mind-blowing. I had no idea that there was the possibility of winning two categories, which was just unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. What do you think it was about your story that helped you win two categories in 2018?
I've been selling on eBay forever, since 2003. And really, truly, my story has been a walk with eBay, but also me starting from a single mom out of my house into a multi-state business. And so there's a lot of facets to the story. The thing that really, I think, stood out was the different things that we've done along the way with eBay. Like everything we've done has eBay's been a part of. We started selling for charity on eBay, and then we developed a product, one of our poly mailers that was 100% to raise awareness for the charity that we're very involved with. And a portion of the proceeds were being donated to the charity, which is Recovery Road Ministries, that particular nonprofit I'm on the board of. Along the way, we started donating and getting involved with this charity. Later on, we ended up having a charity store for Recovery Road Ministries, which ultimately is the way for us to help fund our recovery program. And so there are so many different aspects of involvement that I've been with eBay. And so that, I think, is what the story that really, I think, captivated people was that we had taken advantage of everything that eBay had to offer us.
Could you tell us a little bit more about your business, how you started, how you've grown, and what you focus on?
So my business is a packaging business, primarily shipping supplies, and it started as straight commodities, the white poly mailers, bubble mailers, bubble wrap, that kind of thing, to ship on eBay. And it was out of my own need that I started it, because I needed to find supplies to ship the products I was selling, which were, to start with, gently used clothing. People started to ask me for more supplies, and it grew.
And was there an inflection point, Corey, that made you think about your business differently in terms of a force for good in your community?
Yes. Since I was already doing these products and these types of mailers, I was kind of thinking, like, you know, what's our next design going to be? And that's when it came to me that I should be doing something that actually was, it carried through a message I was trying to send. And the message was the need for long-term drug and alcohol addiction recovery. And at the same time, I also wanted to use product to, you know, donate a portion of the proceeds to the charity that I was supporting and later on end up joining the board. That was definitely a changing point in the way that we looked at eBay for charity, because now everything we were doing, it was focused on really raising funds and awareness for charities and the charity that we were really focused on.
How did you come across the Shine Awards, and what made you want to participate in them last year?
I actually applied every year. Last year was the first year that actually I got a call, and I was really excited to tell my story, especially as it was evolving. I saw it as an opportunity, if I was able to win, to use that money to benefit our charity, because it is a long-term recovery facility. It's a house that is housing people that don't have any income. We're not charging any money to get in. And it's taken a lot of renovation to get it to where it is today now, too. And I really was hoping to, this past year, if I won, to be able to use that money to donate, which I ultimately end up doing.
Are there other things you'd say about how winning the award has made a difference for you and your business?
It definitely brought what we've been doing to the forefront of people's minds. At eBay Open last year, we also did a presentation in front of 2,500 people and tell our story. And it was truly amazing. The thing with dealing with addiction recovery, and the price, I've gone through it because my daughter was struggling with addiction, is it's something that people have in the past have been really ashamed of. Yet there's very few people that don't know somebody that aren't personally touched. And I think the more that people are willing to stand out there and say, I've gone through it and I didn't do anything to deserve this, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. And the more I'm able to speak out about something like this, the more that we're able to solve the problems. At eBay Open, it was hugely impactful. I mean, people were crying and people were coming up to us, and it was huge. And the fact that we're actually able to speak out about something we're so passionate about and be a voice for people who don't have that voice was huge. And eBay gave me that. And even going into the Shine Awards, something that was so unexpected for me and so exciting was that I had been really putting it out on social media. This is what we're doing. We're going to donate the money to Recovery Road Ministries. This is going to help people who need a long-term recovery home. And I ended up getting so much support. I ended up in a magazine article. I had a magazine asking people to vote for me. I had all these different outlets asking to vote for me so that we could help our charity. I was really blown away by how much support I had and how many people were stepping in to try to like make this happen and make this a reality. Something like that, when you're going through this as a parent, the support, it's like getting a hug. There's nothing that can compare to the support you get. I mean, it was something that I did not anticipate, and I got so much out of personally.
We're talking about the 2019 awards and getting other sellers excited about them. What advice would you have for writing a great submission? What should sellers focus on?
You don't have a lot of space, so you need to put your key points out there, things that are real turning points in your story, things that have propelled you to the next level of where you're at, maybe things that have happened in your story on eBay that have been turning points for you. I mean, you have very little space, though, so you have to definitely make every word a huge impact. I didn't think I would be even accepted this year because it was actually at the 11th hour I did it. It was right before it was going to close. And I'm like, I have to do it right now because I had so much going on. And I was actually a lot was when I was with my daughter at the time. And I just got as much detail as I could fit into that space. And they called and I couldn't believe it. I mean, I really, truly, I couldn't believe the day I got a call. It was like winning the lottery or something. It was huge.
Awesome. One final question for you, Corey. Any other advice you'd have for sellers as they continue their journey with eBay?
My advice is always make yourself outstanding. Find a way to be different from everybody else. That's the thing that has been a game changer for us. And I know that that's easier said than done. I was the first to design like decorative packaging in the shipping industry. Like, who would have thought that that would be a thing? There's so many things that have not yet been invented. So just be innovative, and whatever it is you do, look for a way to do it a little bit differently. How can you change it? How can you do it better? Because so many people spend so much time worrying about their competition. Instead of focusing on what everybody else is doing, focus on what you can do different and what you can do better.
I think that's great advice. Well, Corey, thanks so much for sharing your story, for being part of eBay's story, and for the contributions you're making in your community. It was absolutely fantastic to talk with you today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a true pleasure.
Thanks, Jesse, and thank you again, Corey. Great story and an inspiration to all future aspiring applicants to the process. So take Corey's advice, get your submissions in early, and keep them to the point. Remember, the Shine Awards submission page is now officially open, or it will be officially open on the 24th, so you can start working on your story right away. You can't win if you don't enter. Coming up next, it's time to talk fashion buyers on The Main Story.
We'll hear one fashion seller's insight about her buyers. Welcome to the segment we call The Main Story. Now, in this segment, we're going to hear from Mary Zaragoza. She's also known as Feel Good Finds, and she sells fashion on eBay, one of my favorites, and we want to know more about her buyers. Welcome, Mary.
Hey, Griff. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's our pleasure. Now, before we get into the buyer discussion, tell us how you got started on eBay. You started off in law enforcement?
Oh, yes. Yes. So right out of college, that's kind of what I studied, into criminal justice. And I was community service officer in Chicago for about 3 years. Somewhere along the lines, I was in a long-distance relationship, and I had to move. I moved out to California, and from there, I was in a transitional period where I was changing my career, obviously, and I wanted to go into dental hygiene. So in order for me to get into dental hygiene, I needed to go through prerequisites of a new state and get accepted into the program. Meanwhile, I waited to get accepted. I started cleaning my closet. I remember a few years back in college, I used to clean out and sell my clothing online. So I said, maybe I should go back into it. Meanwhile, I get accepted into this program. And I started cleaning my closet and cleaned everything out, sold things on eBay. And I realized there's potential here. I said, there's more than just my closet. I think I'm going to keep selling things until I get into this program. And so I did that. I did that and I ran out of things to sell and started sourcing at thrift stores, at garage sales, different locations where I can get a bunch of items for very low and sell them for very high or sell them on eBay. And after that, I didn't even wait to get approved into this program. We ended up moving again from up north in Sacramento where we were at down to Southern California. And I said, I'm done waiting to get into a program. I'm just going to do eBay full time.
So you kind of abandoned that career path.
Yes. I just changed into a new eBay path.
Well, we're so glad you did. Who are your buyers? How do you know them and how do you know what they want?
My buyers are women, I would say. Mm-hmm. Most of my store is women's apparel and some shoes and accessories. I would say my regular buyer would be anybody looking for a deal on certain regular brands. I don't sell luxury to be specific, but I think anybody and everybody who's looking for a deal, a quality item that could be repurposed or reused because they are mostly pre-owned items as well. And I know what they want based on what I am seeing people buy. So you catch on to the trends and what people are buying in my store and you see what people are looking for.
You obviously have some sense of fashion. You wouldn't be successful at this, right?
Yes.
You know what you like as well.
Yes, of course. So I also, it reflects onto what I like and what is trending and what people purchase for me. And also, I failed to mention, I worked 8 years in retail. I do have an extensive background with anything related to fashion. So I thought that would be a perfect type of category for me to sell in.
Yeah.
I know my buyers because of that experience as well.
Fashion buyers are offered so many options to find their version, like what they're looking for, a perfect online sale. So it's hard to drive loyalty because there's so much competition out there, especially on eBay and especially in fashion. Mary, how do you manage that? How do you stay at atop of your competition and keep your buyers happy?
When I think of this question, it's more of what would I like if I was shopping? So I want to reciprocate that back to the buyer. And so if I was to walk into a store, what kind of customer service would I want? What type of items would I want to look at? That's the same going into my store. I want my buyers to feel comfortable, which is where the customer service comes in. And I want them to receive quality pieces, which are curated for them. It's very important that your business stands out from the start, being the photographs that you take, quality pieces. The titles that I call are the window to your store. And those keywords are so important to drive that buyer straight to your store.
When you're creating a listing, you make sure you're using keywords in the right way in the title so that people can find your item.
Correct. So in order to stand out between everybody else who's selling women's apparel is have concise titles. Those are very important. Photos that would make your buyer want to buy it. Also, I feel this really important is returns.
Explain why.
I feel like if I was to walk into a store, I would love to have returns. If something didn't work out, if I changed my mind on something. And so I want to have my buyer also get that experience where they're walking into my online eBay store, but they know that they can return if it doesn't work out.
What is your standard return policy?
My current return policy is 30 days returns. Buyer pays for label if, you know, it did not fit, it did not work out. If there's something that I did wrong, it was some mistake that I did. And definitely, I would issue a refund, no problem, too.
And you accept returns. You don't say no returns. So,
correct.
I know that you say
30 days.
That would probably turn you off as a buyer if you were going into a store and they said, well, if you buy this, you can't return it.
Yeah, actually, I second guess things. I think about it. I don't know. What if it doesn't work out? What if I buy a few outfits and I pick something else and want to return this one because it didn't match my shoes or it didn't match my event?
And that's a standard in the fashion industry and retail. Buyers expect that when they come to an online marketplace like eBay. So the sellers that, like yourself, that have a return policy that will take returns and is reasonable, buyer-facing, you're going to do better against your competition who say no returns or put up a fight or obstacles or whatever.
I agree. You want to welcome your buyer.
Do you have a strategy outside of eBay for marketing and promoting your business, like say on social media?
Yeah, I do actively share my journey on that Feel Good Finds account that you can find on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I share my journey there from the start of when I started reselling. I've found that documenting my story is good to look back and see what to buy, what was a bad buy, what was not worth picking up or didn't have a lot of resale value. When I post a few items on my story or on my timeline on Instagram, I get to share with my followers what I purchased. And there's been a lot of times where people want to buy the items straight out of my Instagram for shipping purposes and just protection. There's been a lot of times where I send them my link to the listed item on my eBay store, and they're able to purchase from there too. And now eBay has this feature where you can share your direct links and you don't have to pay the listing fees.
Right. That's pretty cool. I'm assuming now you've been doing this for how many years on eBay?
I've been on eBay since October of 2016. So it's going on my third year selling on eBay this year.
Cool journey so far.
It's been so much fun, and I would have never imagined it would be like this.
In that time, in the 3 years you've been doing this, what have you learned about your buyers when you interact with them on eBay? So for example, it's either feedback or messages or even on Instagram or other social media. Do you get feedback from them about what you're selling and how you're selling that actually you change some of your business strategies and practices over time?
Yes, definitely. On my feedback, I love reading those messages because it gives you insight on what the customer is thinking and how their experience with my store, my transaction went. I see a lot of quick shipping, fast shipper, and so that makes me ship same day.
Yeah.
It gives me a sense of urgency because I see that the customers are really enjoying fast shipping. And so I know how important it is to receive something, especially if you need it before a certain day or whatever the case is. Fast is always better.
Yeah. It's amazing how over time, just in the time that eBay has been around, which is just over two decades now, that seems to be the most important thing, is that instant gratification. It's easy to do if you take the time to go to a store and buy something and bring it home. But if you're buying something online, there's that waiting period. And the shorter you can make it, the better, right?
Yes, always.
Because that's what we'd want as buyers.
Absolutely.
Makes sense. Mary, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today. Hope we can do this again and check in on you and see how your business on eBay is going.
I would love that. Thanks so much for having me, Griff. It's awesome.
We've been speaking with fashion seller Mary Zaragoza about what she knows about her buyers. Coming up next, Inside eBay. It's time for Inside eBay, and this week we're here with Renee Paradise. Renee is the Senior Director of eBay Fashion, a category near and dear to my heart and many of our listeners out there. Welcome, Renee.
Thank you.
Can you remind your sellers again what your role is and how long you've been here at eBay?
Yeah, so I've been at eBay about 5 years. I started eBay in corporate strategy, which was a great introduction to the company because I got the chance to work on projects across product, marketing, the business, all types of things that eBay does, and it was a good way to learn all the complexities of the marketplace business. But for the last 2 or 3 years, I've been working in the North America business unit. I firstly led jewelry, watches, handbags, and accessories. Then for a hot minute, I ran home and garden, and now back to lead all of eBay fashion. So that includes clothing, shoes, accessories, jewelry, watches, handbags, health and beauty, and kids and baby.
And you have a definite interest in this category.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually a huge seller on eBay. I don't know if you knew this, Griff.
I didn't.
Yeah, so in the past 3 years or so, I have a store that's focused in the activewear space. I'm a real active girl. I'm also a yoga teacher. I sell a lot of branded inventory, mostly Lululemon, Athleta, Beyond Yoga, that kind of stuff. But I'm very proud to say that I think in the past 3 years, I've done about $200,000 worth of sales.
I can't think of another person at director level above who does that kind of business on eBay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a joy. I say that totally sincerely. There's no way I could have managed that unless it was actually my hobby.
Yeah.
My team will laugh at me that I come in on Monday mornings. I've got 20 things to ship. My poor husband has been in the Lululemon outlet on his phone for probably days of his life as I source from there. I just absolutely love it. I find it really fun. And of course, it's super important for my job. I have to know how the selling flows are changing, and they're changing all the time. I have to know how Seller Hub is changing, and that's changing all the time.
Yeah.
Improving all the time is what I should say.
Sure.
But the big part of my job is really helping sellers be successful. It's a fun, it's not a complicated job. But in working with all of our top growing emerging sellers, I need to be able to understand what their day-to-day experience is like, and my store provides me one window into that.
Well, this is news to me, and this is great because it's going to fit right into the topic, which I think you know for the month we have a theme, and it's called Know Your Buyers.
Okay, yes.
So our other exec know our buyers from certain levels, but you're actually dealing with buyers every day as a seller.
This yeah.
Perfect. Oh,
and I have to, it makes me laugh, but for some of the brands that I sell, like I really think that I could call up their CEO and put a pin on a map where their next store should be because I do a lot of exports, but I'm selling a lot domestically in the U.S. And a lot of the buyers that I notice are people that do not have access to a bricks and mortar store and as such don't have access to a sale rack. And many of these websites don't have a lot of sale inventory online. So they're coming to eBay to find the inventory at a bit of a discount. And I could tell those CEOs exactly which metropolitan areas they might need an additional store in.
But of course, you're not going to do that.
No.
You're not going to cut into your
I
own
won't.
Business.
Exactly.
This month, we're taking a closer look at buyers, who they are and how they shop and search and what kind of experience they're looking for and how they get to eBay. And this week in particular, we are talking buyers of fashion. Can you talk us through a fashion buyer, what you've learned both as a seller and also what your research shows, particularly those we see most regularly on the site, like enthusiasts and luxury lovers? Who are they? Why are they shopping on eBay? Do they frequently shop or is it seasonal? And how do they find out what they're looking for? All these questions.
Yeah, great questions. I would say that one thing that is special about eBay compared to other sites is that we do have a core community of super enthusiast buyers, people who are obsessed with their category, just like I'm obsessed with activewear. And that might mean that they're obsessed with luxury goods. It could be watches. It could be antique jewelry. It could be collectible sneakers. But oftentimes, they are highly engaged on our platform many times a week shopping in these categories. That's not to say we're constantly trying to attract new buyers, and we certainly have occasional buyers that we're trying to turn into these high-frequency addicts.
Right.
I'm an addict. You're an addict.
Oh, definitely.
It's okay.
Right.
My name is Renee Paradise, and I'm an eBay addict.
Hi, Renee.
But that enthusiast base, I think, is something that makes our buyer base stand apart. As I'm thinking about what to sell, helping sellers understand what the hottest inventory is on eBay, it's a little bit tricky because you have a really, really savvy, sophisticated shopper who knows exactly what the pricing should be on the item that they're buying. But you're also playing to somebody who maybe doesn't want to get that deep and expert on a particular brand or area of merchandise and is just looking for a trusted product at a great deal. But to more broadly answer your question, two kinds of buyers really in eBay fashion. In most categories, it's pretty high-low. It's probably what you would expect, but here's the two buyers. The first one, we call her the luxury enthusiast, and I say her, but he or she.
Sure.
In each of our categories, you'll find a buyer that is tending towards the higher end of the category. They're more interested in luxury brands. To give you a sense, in women's clothing, shoes, and accessories, it's somebody who likes Chanel. They like Christian Louboutin. They are buying new, they're buying used, but they are looking for some type of value. And that value can take a couple forms. It can be certainly discount prices from inventory that might be past season before. It could even be open box things when it comes to shoes. But that value can also come in the form of scarcity. So Supreme, big streetwear brand, obviously not widely available in the market. And so even though people are coming onto eBay and paying more than retail price, that's a form of the value that they're seeking.
With the brand Supreme, their irregular releases are dropped.
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday? Okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, now I learned something. I'm seeing more and more of it on the street, by the way.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. That's kind of the first type of buyer, is this luxury enthusiast buyer. One more thing about them, they also are buying new contemporary brands on the platform. So to give you an example, on the women's clothing, shoes, and accessories side, imagine this luxury enthusiast buyer, and by the way, tends to be a little older, late 30s, 40s. I'm basically about to describe myself, by the way. Oftentimes, independent tend to be more urban or suburban than rural. And they're also interested in these contemporary brands, like Lululemon is one of the larger brands for that luxury enthusiast, alongside what you would consider luxury brands like Chanel and Gucci. So they do span a bit, but let's think of he or she as the sort of high portion of the category. Depending on the categories, that could look different. In sneakers, that looks more like the newest Air Jordan releases. In health and beauty, it might look like La Mer and Pericone skincare, but they are the more luxury offerings that we have on the site. And then there's a whole nother customer. So this customer, we call them a value loyalist. They come to eBay to find value, but this tends to be more on the mass brand side of the spectrum. And I say mass brand as well as unbranded. That customer is really someone who is looking for a good price point. They're also tend to be more rural than suburban. And what that value loyalist buyer really loves is basically buying things at a good price point, generally for their growing families.
Not necessarily just for themselves.
That's right. Yeah. This is a category of buyer that we see buying for the whole family. If they're women, they're buying for themselves, they're buying for their kids, they're buying for their husbands, they're buying for their homes. And some of the brands that they most enjoy are, you know, the kinds of things that you would find on the main street and in the mall, as well as things like Hanes, Champion, Lane Bryant. We have a lot of plus-sized on eBay. So that's a really interesting profile of our fashion category that's different than many other websites. There's a very captive plus-sized community, and that translates to big and tall in men's. But the key to this customer segment is they're really looking for something at a phenomenally good price point.
Those are great insights for me as I'm a fashion seller as well, although not high volume. But that would definitely tend to focus and guide me when I was sourcing product, knowing these things about the buyer market.
Yeah, I mean, they have remained consistent, honestly, even over the course of the past 4 to 5 years. We see the same segments there. Sometimes the brands that are resonating within that segment have changed. That's more than anything to do with what's trending outside. For example, Champion has had a huge resurgence as an urban wear brand.
I know, it's been amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's like Under Armour, the same sort of thing.
Absolutely. Right? And so now you're seeing Champion kind of being picked up by that luxury enthusiast at full price, and their items that are the crop top, reverse weave, very trendy looking Champion sweatshirts. And then at the same time, we've got Champion undershirts, boxers, loungewear for the full family on
sure.
The mass value loyalist.
Wow, so much to know. I'm glad they're buying. That's the important part, right?
Exactly.
What are we doing differently in 2019 when it comes to trying to attract more of these buyers and the way we market and go after them?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we're really doing well this year, if I can say so myself, we're trying to be everywhere that those buyers are. We understand that fashion, unlike many other categories, people tend to browse quite a lot. Sometimes they don't know exactly what the brand, exactly what the style they want is called. And, you know, eBay as a website, there's a lot of search when people first come to the site. That means that I need to be everywhere where those buyers are. I need to be on Instagram. I need to be on Facebook. I need to be on Pinterest. I need to be on the different kind of blogs and news sites where they're spending their time learning about trends, so that contextually, eBay is something that's top of mind for them. We've been spending a lot of time making sure that we understand where each of these customer segments are online and how do we effectively show up there.
And this is something that's quite different than just even 5 years ago.
That's right.
We tended to market widespread on the internet and then focus on eBay itself.
That's correct.
So, Renee, what advice do you have for our sellers of fashion?
I think one of the biggest things this year, more than ever, is, you know, it's just constantly getting more and more competitive. So the question becomes, how do you have yourself stand out? I don't think this is any new news, but it's very important that the image quality, especially in fashion, be very high. People want to see the details of the clothing. They want the clothing, shoes, accessories, health, and beauty to kind of jump off the page. That means white backgrounds. They are looking with myriad search terms on our site, and so it's very important that the titles and the descriptions be complete, and that you be thinking when you create your title, if I was the buyer, what would I be searching for? It's a very natural language type of search, so you want to make sure that you're paying attention to how you're describing items in your listings. The other thing I would say is the service standards across e-commerce are constantly going up and up and up. Free shipping, very important. Free returns in this category, absolutely critical. We really see a much higher conversion on those sellers and listings that are adopting many of the programs that we're encouraging our sellers to adopt. When we think about those programs, it's not a matter of saying, hey, we just want to be competitive with other websites because we think it will make a difference. We're deep in the data saying, what is the difference between a listing that has free returns and one that offers no returns? And deep in that data, I can tell you that's what's going to make your business more successful on eBay. And that's why we're telling you as sellers, we think it's a good idea for you to adopt the various programs that we're rolling out. It's not as though we have an idea that these might help. We're deep in the data and we know and have seen for the sellers who have adopted them that they are helping.
Right. So if you're selling fashion of any type, if you're not taking returns, you're killing your own business.
It's going to be hard to be competitive without taking returns.
Yeah. Hey, do you care to give your user ID so people can check you out?
My user ID is LululemonFix.
Well, Renee, this has been great. Thank you so much. I hope you'll come back on.
It would be my pleasure. Thanks for being so kind to me, Griff, as always.
We've been speaking to Renee Paradise. She's the senior director of eBay Fashion, and she's also a seller on eBay. And that's our show for this week. Thank you for co-hosting, Alan. It's always a pleasure.
The pleasure is all mine.
What's up for next week's show, Alan?
Next week, we'll have updates and discussions on a smorgasbord of topics like eBay payments, selling tools, inventory optimization, and good until cancel listings.
Ooh, I love a smorgasbord.
Then you'll love next week's episode. Say, what's up with our hotline?
You know, I'm glad you asked. We are getting calls, but unfortunately, they are more in the vein of customer service requests around like seller account issues, and we can't discuss those on the show due to privacy concerns.
No, we wouldn't want to get the show taken down.
No, exactly.
We like doing this.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a quandary, I see.
Yes, a quandary. I think it might help if we are more specific with our request for questions. So if you have a general question or comment about selling on eBay,
the activity or the podcast,
both, if you have a comment about our podcast, or if you have a comment or general question about selling on eBay, the activity, then why not share it with the rest of the world? Just dial 888-723-4630 and listen to the prompts. You can call that hotline, by the way, any time of the day, any day of the week. Leave a question or comment, and we just might put it on the air if it's not a customer support question.
Exactly, no customer support questions.
Yeah, right.
And for those shy persons who don't want to hear their voice on the air, we have our very own email address. Look at us. Where you can send your questions if you prefer. The email address is sellingonebay@ebay.com. That is sellingonebay@ebay.com.
By the way, this week I'll skip all the corny stuff and jump right to, hey, seller, you should be attending a local eBay seller meetup in your area. At seller meetups, sellers share tips and stories and insights and experiences and expertise, often over food and beverages. Interested? Of course you are. You can find if any eBay seller meetups are scheduled in your area on our special eBay community page for meetups at www.ebay.com/meetups.
And if there isn't a local eBay seller meetup scheduled in your area, perhaps you might consider starting one. One of the first eBay seller meetup organizers, Stephanie Inge, she founded and manages the Dallas eBay Sellers Meetup Group, has penned an excellent little how-to for those interested in starting an eBay seller meetup. Search eBay on Meetup Organizer Step-by-Step Success Guide to find a copy.
And don't forget to tune into our weekly live video stream on the eBay for Business Facebook page every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to facebook.com/eBayforBusiness and you can watch the show and also get your Audrey fix.
Yeah, always great to see Audrey.
Yeah, and she's always got a new set of earrings that the viewers are always commenting about. So. Well, Alan, that's our show for this week. Oh. It's time to roll the credits.
Let's go. The podcast team, Director of Community, Brian Burke.
Community Manager in Technology and News Editor in Temecula, Doug Smith.
Marketing Strategist, Liz Austin.
And our co-host par excellence, Alan Aisbitt.
That's me.
Yep.
Editor-in-Chief and host, Griff.
Selling on eBay is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411. Hey, you know what we forgot to talk about? Surprise.
Oh, that surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, with so many.
We can do it in the ad.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so the name of the podcast is going to change in May.
Oh, May. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
What's it going to change to?
What are we going to change it to?
eBay for Business Podcast.
eBay for Podcast Business.
No. Okay. eBay for Business Podcast.
Business Podcast eBay.
Oh, jeez. I'm getting it all wrong already.
The ePodcast Bay.
Yeah, maybe we should just announce this in the body, not in the ad lib.
The Pod Bay. Podcast Bay.
That's it. I'm cutting.
We need somebody from marketing.